Hello, everyone. 大家好。Welcome back to our pinyin lesson. In today's lesson, we are going to learn nasal finals. Nasal finals, as the name indicates, are the sounds that will come through the nose. There are 9 nasal finals in pinyin. According to the tongue position, these nasal finals are divided into 2 groups. The first group includesan, en, yin, wen, yun, which all have n at the end. The other group is ang, eng, ying, ong, which end with ng. Now let's look at these 2 groups. The first group, since they are compound finals, when pronouncing them,We need to glide from the vowel to the N. First, an, start from the R sound, prolong it, and then move your tongue to the back of your upper teeth to make the N sound. Let's try. An, an, an. Here, I got a word for you in Chinese using this an. To describe someone is lazy,We can use the word 懒, 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 懒. The next one is 恩, 恩, 恩. The Chinese word for door is 门, 门, 摸, 恩, 门. To say open the door in Chinese is 开门, 开门.The next one we have is 音, 音, 音. The Chinese verb for to kiss is 亲, 亲, 七音, 亲. To say my dear, you can say 亲爱的, 亲爱的. Chinese people nowadays do a lot of online shopping on the website like Taobao or Tmall.If you chat with the client's service, they will address you. 亲, 亲, 亲 this word means dear, which is a very popular way to bring closer the relation between you and the other person. Next one is 温, 温, 温. The Chinese word for sleepy is 困, 困, 可问困. For example, when you feel sleepy, you can say 我困了我困了 The last one in the first group is 晕晕晕 Pronounce the U sound first, then slightly glide to the N sound, that is 晕 An example for the 晕 sound is the Chinese word for cloud 晕晕依云云 Take note here. As mentioned in the previous lesson, when yu bumps into y, the 2 dots should be removed. So yun is written without 2 dots over the letter yu. The second group includes ang, eng, ying, ong. When pronouncing the second group,Prolong the first simple vowel and then move your tongue backwards. Meanwhile, let the air come out through your nose. Now let's try the first one. Ang, ang, ang. For example, when you want to express that something or somebody is great, you can use the Chinese word bang, bang, bo ang, bang.The second one is 嗯嗯嗯 A useful word which has the 嗯 sound is the word for cold, which is 冷冷 冷, 冷 Next one is 嘤嘤嘤 The word to show agreement in Chinese is called行行 xi ying xing For example, when someone asks you to go out for dinner, if you would like to go with him, you can say 行行 The last one we have is 翁翁翁 The Chinese word for painful is 痛痛 T-ong 痛When someone has a terrible toothache, the person would exclaim, 痛痛 Before we wrap up today's lesson, let's review what we've learned all together. Now read after me once more. 安恩阴温晕昂嗯英Okay, that's it for today. In our next lesson, we will start to learn initials. See you next time. 再见，拜拜。